Marina of the Rocks by Odysseus Elitus. You have a taste of tempest on your lips, but where did you wander all day long in the hard reverie of stone and sea? An eagle-bearing wind stripped the hills, stripped your longing to the bone, and the pupils of your eyes received the message of chimera, spotting memory with foam. Where is the familiar slope of short September on the red earth where you played, looking down at the broad rows of the other girls, the corners where your friends left armfuls of rosemary? But where did you wander all night long in the hard reverie of stone and sea? I told you to count in the naked water its luminous days on your back, to rejoice in the dawn of things, or again to wander on yellow plains with a clover of light on your breast, iambic heroine. You have a taste of tempest on your lips, and a dress red as blood, deep in the gold of summer, and the perfume of hyacinths. But where did you wander, descending toward the shores, the pebbled bays? There was cold, salty seaweed there, but deeper a human feeling that bled, and you opened your arms in astonishment, naming it, climbing lightly to the clearness of the depths where your own starfish shone. Listen. Speech is the prudence of the aged, and time is a passionate sculptor of men, and the sun stands over it, a beast of hope, and you, closer to it, embrace a love with a bitter taste of tempest on your lips. It is not for you, blue to the bone, to think of another summer, for the rivers to change their bed, and take you back to their mother for you to kiss other cherry trees or ride on the northwest wind. Propped on the rocks, without yesterday or tomorrow, facing the dangers of the rocks with a hurricane hairstyle, you will say farewell to the riddle that is yours.